Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Christmas Day, Thursday, March 21st. Yes, the NCAA tournament for me is the equivalent of Christmas Day. When it begins, and I'll challenge anybody to this. I know the Super Bowl is awesome. It's also like 4 hours, okay? Like Conference Championship Sunday. Awesome, great. Two games. What, 6 hours? We're talking about 4 days of wall-to-wall basketball begins now. Basically, everything else shuts down. I don't even know if there's NBA games in the next 4 days. Obviously, there are. No real NFL news can crowbar in here to interrupt the games. It is wall-to-wall basketball the next 2 days. And then I think starting at pretty much noon. Yeah, starting at noon East Coast time, or maybe one, you get Saturday and Sunday a lot of games. Now, this weekend will be a challenge for me. As my daughter's team is playing in the fifth grade championship, trying to go back to back like I'm Jordan 96-97. No, I can't play that Drake song. I don't know. We might win. We should win. I think we're favored. The other team asked me to push the game back an hour. Get this. Because their team is celebrating. There's this thing in LA called Adventure Guides. Rob's kid's too young for this. But basically the schools, you get together groups in like your grade and you go on like trips, the build bonding, like camping, or they call it glamping out here in LA. Some people do ski trips. I skip all the ski trips. And some people go Palm Springs and I live it up. And our opposing team is going to be in Palm Springs for their last like adventure guides trip. And they're like, can you push the game back an hour? I'm like, all right, we'll see what we can do. So we moved it back. And my son, he's in the semifinals Saturday. And if we win, finals Sunday. So it's a tough weekend with the tournament. For me, you know, I love the tournament, and we're going to start with one quick story on the tournament that's kind of, it made some noise yesterday, and that was Tom Izzo, the great Michigan State coach, the legend, coming out and kind of, sort of, I didn't think it was aggressive, but people interpreted it this way, and this is what happens with social media. Sometimes stuff gets lost in the sauce. Back in the days where the newspapers were gatekeepers, this kind of thing, I don't think this would happen, right? So Izzo comes out and is talking about the size of the field, and he said he would like it expanded. You know, he would certainly like it expanded. So teams outside of the projected field, for instance, who lose out to bid stealers, you guys know what they are, a team that wasn't supposed to win their conference, well, it was a mediocre team, 18-16 or whatever, and then they just get hot and make the field. And Izzo comes out, and then they take a spot from a big school, like a St. John's or Seton Hall this year, and Izzo said, I feel for some teams that didn't get in when you have those automatic bids. I'm not sure I understand why, but the conference tournament things, you can go like Purdue, 17-3, dominate the conference and lose. It's okay if the second place team, but I think that makes it hard why some teams will get left out. So I think what he's saying is, let's expand the field. And we kind of sort of need the big boys in the field. And I, guys, there's no denying that, okay? Yes, upsets are good. Everybody roots for a Cinderella story opening weekend. I'm sorry, but like no disrespect to FAU. Quickly, if I asked you quick, name the Final Four from last year. Connecticut, they won. San Diego State, I think you guys remember them. Hit a shot at the buzzer in the Final Four against, wait for it, FAU. UConn whooped up on Miami, okay? It was kind of a forgettable Final Four. I mean, the games were close for UConn. Now, San Diego State had the buzzer shot, but the ratings were kind of abysmal. And I think what Izzo would like, and again, Izzo wants this. I'm usually a fan of underdogs. I kind of side with him. We need, I'm fine with expanding the field, just for the record. But we need, like, the good teams making runs. Like, that's just the reality. It's like you don't want backup quarterbacks deep in the NFL playoffs. You don't want, you know, Brian Windhorst said it that really well with the NBA playoffs. Ideally, if you could pick an NBA finals, the league would love Lakers versus Lakers. Because if the Lakers are involved, people are, they're polarizing. No disrespect to FAU or SDSU, but they just, they don't register the way a Duke or Kentucky does. I'm not saying those teams should be in it every year, but I think Izzo makes a decent point. Now, I'll add this, Rob, before you attack me. If you want to attack me. NFL playoffs has expanded the season by one game. They have expanded the playoffs as well. NBA now has a play-in. College football is expanding the playoffs. I love the NCAA tournament as much as anybody. I don't have a problem if they say, oh, we're going to bump it from 68 to 80. I don't care. It doesn't really impact me. Just make sure you keep the same format. Just 4 days, right? And try not to tinker too much with like the schedule, which is awesome. 4 days this week, Thursday through Sunday, and then next week, Thursday through Sunday, and then you get the Final Four. What is adding, I don't know, 16 teams? Is that going to mess things up? Maybe you you end up giving the number one seed buys? I don't know. So they don't have to lose to 16s? That had never happened before, and now it's happened twice in the last, I don't know, 5 years? So, Rob, I don't really have an issue with Izzo's comments. Of course, there was outrage on social media, but that's what social media is for, right? Phony outrage.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's for. And it's one of the reasons why this podcast is booming, because you got a lot of fake outrage over Jason's takes about Steph Curry or Caitlin Clark or Cam Newton. And that kind of builds the audience. But when I saw Izzo's comments, I interpreted them differently. I interpreted them through the lens of something that SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey said last week, or maybe about a week and a half ago now. He was talking to ESPN, it's Pete Thamel, friend of the show, about the idea of changes coming to the tournament, whether it be expansion, like as you alluded to, or just fundamental changes in the way that it's structured. And what he actually floated out was not expansion, but contraction. And the reason why he said that is he specifically referenced UCLA making a run from the first four to the Final Four in 2021 and Syracuse getting to the Sweet 16 from the play-in in 2018. And he was basically saying, like, hey, this just shows power conference teams that are quote unquote on the fringe are more capable of making a deep run than these mid-major programs that are not ever really considered as making a deep run. Like, you know, I know right now Long Beach State, I went to college. They're getting a lot of pub right now because Dan Monson got fired and then they win the tournament and now they get into the tournament. Right. So it's a fun story, but nobody's actually expecting Long Beach State to do anything in the tournament.
Wow.
So
they drew Arizona.
Arizona always finds
a way. I think they're 20-point dogs, but no.
Arizona always finds ways to screw things up. But anyways, so flash forward to Wednesday morning, and part of that conversation about the expanding tournament that you alluded to with Tom Izzo, he said this, quote, I'm a Division II guy, you know, so I'm always looking for the little guys. I'm not very big myself, so I always have an appreciation, and maybe that would be a reason to expand. But then he adds here, I just think what's happening now, everybody likes the upsets the first weekend, but I'm not sure moving on that's what's best for the game. I think it's got to be looked at more seriously. So that to me sounds like he kind of sides with SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey. Everybody says that they love the tournament because of the Cinderella story, because you can have a VCU, you can have a Valparaiso, you can have an FAU from last season making a deep run, and everyone gets so excited about it. It's the little engine that could. It's something everybody kind of gravitates to, and that's part of the appeal of the tournament. So we thought, because if you just look at last year's tournament, And you alluded to it there right at the top. The Final Four, San Diego State, UConn, FAU, and Miami, despite having the highest rated opening weekend in tournament history, the ratings slowly went down as the Cinderella teams kept advancing, okay? The Elite Eight was down 14%. The Final Four, down 17%. The National Championship, down 19% from the year before, which made it the least watched championship game in college basketball history. I know that the ratings can be fudged a little bit. We've talked about this before, how, you know, the way we consume television is different than it was before. Oh, yeah. But I think that that is actually holding water, because when we say we want to watch college basketball and we watch the tournament, we're not saying we want to watch it because we want to see Long Beach State against Arizona. We're saying because we want to see, and we're hopeful that we're going to get UConn and North Carolina, that we're going to get the heavyweights that have been duking it out in the top five all season long, that eventually one of them is going to get to the Final Four and they're going to go toe to toe. And we're really going to find out who the best team is. I mentioned this on the pod earlier this week. The way the tournament is structured fundamentally is not designed to actually find the best team.
Yeah.
It is designed to get viewership, to get people to watch and tune in, because anything can happen in a one and done format. And I think what Izzo and Sankey and guys like that are suggesting is, it sounds good in theory, but all of the numbers say what people really want is the Blue Bloods.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It's just like in college football, you know, like Alabama-Georgia was great, you know, great games, but It was more regional than anything, and the rest of the country is kind of getting tired. So now they're expanding it. You toss Washington in against Michigan. You're like, oh, Michigan, Harbaugh. Like, a lot of it is storylines. The weird thing is, I talked to a lot of people about the tournament. Who you got, Final Four, blah, blah, blah. And I had somebody say to me, yeah, I'm into it. I got some brackets. I'm more interested in Caitlin Clark in Iowa. And it's like, ooh. Well, that's because more people know Caitlin Clark. A lot, even though Ara Baycott's been at UNC for like 15 years, nobody knows who he is. He's a big 6'11 guy, rebounds and dunks, and nothing special about him. RJ Davis has been around. There just aren't the name players. Like, who's the biggest name on Connecticut? If you're outside the Northeast, it's like, oh, yeah, they had a first-team All-American. Tristan Newton. They got the 7-footer. Like Houston. I know Fran Fraschilla loves Houston, came on here talking about Shed and how good their team is. But, like, a lot of people don't know, like Duke's guy, Filipkowski. Kentucky's got 3 young dudes who are really good. Colek kind of banged up for Marquette. Like, there just aren't those names in college hoops. So what Izzo's probably hoping is the brands break through. Well, I don't know. What about a Creighton Final Four against, I don't know, Iowa State? Is that going to work? We'll have to see. But Rob, we'll quickly give our Final Four. I'm in a million brackets. Not a million, but many. Even where it's like $20 a bracket, I'm doing five brackets in that just so I can have five different chances and have my chances spread out. I will give you Auburn in the East. I think they take down UConn. I will go Houston in the South, so two number ones. I will go Tennessee over Purdue narrowly in the Midwest. And then in the West, I'm going Arizona. So I've got 1-1-2-2, not out on many limbs. I do have, you know, I've got Iowa State in one bracket. I've got Purdue in several. I really like UNC a lot. I have money on futures on them. But I don't have any, nobody out, let's see, I don't have anybody outside the top four, I don't think, cracking the Final Four. I definitely have no five. Let me see the other fives. I don't have Gonzaga. I have St. Mary's making a run to the Final Four in one bracket, but they might be out, bounced by Grand Canyon. So yeah, I'm very fired up for the tournament. It's going to be all over the place, so I have a lot of brackets. Who you got, Rob?
Well, I've only done two brackets because, unlike you, I'm not a degenerate gambler, and I don't have money to blow like that. And I've actually already had to adjust my bracket twice since I first submitted it. And the reason being the biggest one, which the news broke yesterday, that kid from Kansas was ruled out for the tournament. Yeah. Now, I'm one of those people who believes that coaches play a huge role in whether or not your team advances. And I'm a big believer in Bill Self. So I thought even though this might have been the best team that they've had, I had them making runs to the Final Four. And as soon as that kid was ruled out, I'm like, well, cross that name off the list. Let's go ahead and redo this thing all over again.
That was smart.
So I've settled, and what's funny is my brackets are the same across. So it doesn't really help myself. If one of them busts, they both bust, but here we go. I got UConn and North Carolina both in the Final Four. I don't think that's much of a shock to anybody. When I had to remove Kansas, I settled on Tennessee. To be my third. And my fourth one, I have no rhyme or reason for picking this team other than when John Henson was on the show a couple of weeks ago, he was swearing by the Florida Gators and what he liked from them as a long shot dark horse to make a run in the tournament. And sure enough, the day that we had him on, I believe they played Alabama that night and they crushed Alabama.
They did.
And he's like, once that happens, the odds are going to shift. Now they kind of fumble a little down the stretch, but I'm like, you know what? John Henson does this for a living. I like to think he's a sharp guy. He sounded real sharp on this podcast. So I put Florida as my fourth Final Four team.
Ooh, spicy. As a seven seed.
As a seven seed, yes, sir.
So interesting. They might face Marquette this weekend. And there's a lot of speculation on Tyler Kolek. He is practicing. I'll just say I know someone who was at practice and said, yes, Kolek practiced, but he was not 100%. He did practice the whole time, but he ain't going all out. And I do worry about the turnaround for 2 days later, coming off the oblique injury to play against what's a pretty rugged Florida team. Now, Florida had an injury. I think their big guy got hurt. But again, like these are all minutiae. I do think that little quadrant, Kentucky's kind of good, but I think Oakland, you know, we've talked about it, Oakland could cover. And Texas Tech and NC State should be a battle. So yeah, that's an interesting pick on Florida, Rob. I like outside the box.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. And a couple double-digit dogs you should take a look at. I think a couple dogs will be barking opening weekend of the tournament. Obviously, I can't give betting advice, but I can sure lean on knowledge, my awesome run this season. If you're not paying attention, you're missing out. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Speaking of outside the box, we will wrap up here with a little NBA just because we have to. So I know there's a lot of LeBron haters who listen to this podcast, but LeBron decided I'm going to pick JJ Redick to host a podcast with. Now, I think what's interesting here is JJ Redick, if memory serves, Rob, he is now on the lead announcing team for ESPN, right?
That is correct.
Okay. That's got to be a first. An announcer in a sport is partnered with the sport's biggest name on a podcast? I can't think that's ever happened. I mean, you know, Joe Buck's not calling a Super Bowl and doing a podcast with Patrick Mahomes. You know, nobody's really made a point of that. I thought the interesting angle here was, so remember, J.J. Redick went at it recently, going after folks on ESPN, Kendrick Perkins and these other clowns, and essentially was like, hey, listen, the NBA audience is dumb. You guys just want to talk about firing a coach. Is this guy the GOAT? Blah, blah, blah. I broke down a video of Zion and nobody watched it, but the second I say this coach is underwhelmed, it's like 2 million views going viral. And he's like disappointed in NBA fans and the hot take artist over there at ESPN. So what happens, like, what, Rob, 3 weeks later, a month later? LeBron partners with Redick. You see, he's playing chess. I'm just telling you, LeBron is, he gets it. So now LeBron's got a pod, and he pops off in the first one. And, Rob, you and I are both LeBron fans. This, he's doing this, not an agenda. I don't want to make it sound duplicitous, but he's very thoughtful with what he says. I'm not saying it's scripted or fake or phony, but I think he has, just like all of us, LeBron has takes and thoughts that are non-mainstream, and he gets them off, and then it starts a discussion. For instance, he says, Jason Tatum has accomplished so much. Well, why is there a pushback against him? He's been to 4 conference finals, and he's not even 26 years old. What the hell? And the most influential guys I've ever seen in the league are Stephen Iverson. I was like, oh, interesting. I don't know, Rob. I don't want to get too conspiracy theorist here, but both of those felt like they had ulterior motives. I'm just curious. I'll speculate to you. Mine on Tatum was, can we just pump the brakes on all these European guys dominating the league? Look at freaking Jason Tatum. Every year, he's in the conference final. His numbers are incredible. He's first team All-NBA. why are we only giving the international players credit? Let's give some to Tatum, who is almost undervalued. Like, Jokic was getting this treatment last year, and then he wins a championship, and now, yo, Jokic, oh my gosh, top 20 player. I admit I fall victim to that. And my second take on the Curry-Iverson thing is it's just a little ding on whether or not Jordan was influential. And you could say Jordan was part of the dream team that globally helped grow basketball, but he was part of the team. I think the big guy on that team, honestly, the name, because of his mouth, was Charles Barkley. He was talking a lot of trash, and I'm almost certain. Remember, in Charles Barkley's prime, he was like MVP of the league and just an absolute truck because at 6'6", he was boarding, going coast to coast and dunking. And like the international people were like scared of him. I mean, much has been written about this. So I almost think LeBron's trying to say, listen, yeah, sure. Without saying it, sure, Jordan's massively influential with the sneaker brand. Of course, yeah, sure. And Space Jam. Yeah, and I did Space Jam 2, and we set records. Yeah. But you want influential? Iverson impacted the streets with his swag. And Steph Curry impacted the suburbs with his swag. And I don't know. I'm not being this not a negative take. Just I'm trying to get inside the head of LeBron, which is tough. But I don't know, Rob. Your thoughts on his takes.
Well, first off, I think the word you were looking for with LeBron is he's very calculated.
Yes, there it is.
You know, like he doesn't do or say anything ever unless it's well thought out, probably well discussed with members of his team so that he knows it's not going to negatively impact his brand, right? Like, you know, I don't think complimenting Jason Tatum or Steph Curry and Allen Iverson is ever going to be viewed as like a negative thing unless you're actively trying to make it a negative. That's number one. Number two, as far as the way this podcast, I watched the podcast. I thought it was great. You know, Zach Lowe, friend of the show, even though he hasn't been on, we both like Zach Lowe. Zach Lowe also does a lot of X's and O's and breakdowns of the way the game is played. So it's not like these types of podcasts are not out there if you're willing to go look for them, right? It's just that what you see on television usually is not what you're going to get in that space because, as you alluded to, most sports fans are dumb. Like, most sports fans don't necessarily break down film. Most sports fans don't necessarily care about a box and one and a 2-3 zone and the flex offense. They just say, hey, LeBron passed up the game winner. Like, that's all they know about, right? Okay. So I understand that part. I will say, however, it's funny that JJ and LeBron, when they put this pod out there, that they build it as this is the one that's going to show you how the mind of a basketball player works. It's going to show you the deeper side than what you would see normally on sports talk, television, radio, podcast. But the two biggest headlines that come out of that podcast had nothing to do with X's and O's and breaking down film and yada, yada. It was Jason Tatum and whether or not he's being unfairly criticized by members of the media for not winning a championship. And whether or not Allen Iverson and Steph Curry are really the two most influential players in modern history. So, you know, did the intentions really hit their mark? Probably not. As far as what you said, the influential commentary and whether or not it's a conscious effort to kind of undercut Michael Jordan, I would lean no. I think it was more of a conscious effort to blow up Steph Curry than anything else. Because LeBron James and Steph Curry are going to be forever linked in their NBA history because they faced off so much in the finals. Steph obviously got the better of LeBron more times than not. You know, as much as you want to give the 3-1 comeback a lot of credit, the fact is that Steph beat him 3 out of 4 times. So if you're LeBron James and you're Clutch Sports and you're part of his camp and you want to frame the discussion in such a way that, like, yeah, we may have lost to Steph Curry, but we also lost to the most influential player in modern NBA history. We lost to the greatest shooter of all time. We lost to the guy who single-handedly changed the way basketball is played moving forward. So all of those things are true. And I think plenty of people probably even believe that. I think a lot of people would agree that Steph Curry, pound for pound, is arguably the most influential player ever. Not even just in modern history, because of the way that his shooting has changed the way the entire league plays, not individual players, the entire league now is playing this way. So that's true. But if you're LeBron James, you saying that is a way to push your own agenda quietly while also not alienating a large group of fans, if that makes sense.
So this helps him nudge Curry into the top 10, if you will.
Right.
If you're into that discussion. While simultaneously helping his case. Like LeBron, Michael could never get past Isaiah Thomas and Bird Celtics. He just couldn't until the very end when they were done. But LeBron, he got past Curry with the greatest comeback in the history of the sport. The only guy, the only thing he can't relitigate is the Dallas Mavericks one, right?
Right.
And I don't know. It's funny. Dirk never comes up in any of these discussions, does he?
No. I mean, the only person who ever brought him up was Chris Broussard, and he got roasted for that on social media for weeks when he said
that. I don't remember that.
I think he said that if Victor Wembanyama had a career that ended up being Dirk Nowitzki, it'd be a disappointment. I don't know if you remember that one.
I mean, hold on. I'm just spitballing here. Dirk or Charles Barkley, who had a better career?
Dirk.
Yeah. They both got the MVP once. Dirk won a finals MVP. Dirk won a championship. But Barkley is a name. He's out there. He's a wild man. He's on TNT, you know?
Right.
Interesting.
Dirk suffers from a lot of the same things that Tim Duncan suffers from. Because he's not necessarily a star in the way that we discuss them, the personality, the showmanship, and all that kind of stuff, that his game is very underappreciated historically.
So he's almost in like, you know, the great classic Floyd Mayweather. So Floyd Mayweather was a really, really good boxer, but he wasn't getting the purses that the big guys were. So he totally shifted, and instead of just being Floyd Mayweather, he became Money Mayweather, throwing money around, buying vehicles, being an asshole, like an ostentatious douche. But guess what? His profile rose immensely. Everybody loved him, and he got mass. He got the bag, if you will. So, you know, Mayweather was a very calculated move. Thank you for that word earlier. Dirk, that's not who Dirk is. He was never going to be that guy. Honestly, I don't know that Curry's going to be that guy to pump himself up. Do you? I mean, Tatum certainly is not going to be that guy from what we know so far. Kevin Durant is that guy, but I don't think that he's got kind of the... I don't think he has enough in his history. Do you?
No. And you know what's funny about Steph Curry is I agree with you. He's not the kind of guy to publicly declare himself the great, even calling himself the greatest shooter. Like he waited until after he broke the record before I guess now you can say that, right? So he's always been very publicly humble. But the one thing I will say, and I always kind of eats at me a little bit, is that Steph Curry is one of the most flamboyant trash talkers, you know, histrionic guys on the court that we've ever seen. The difference is that because he's smiling, because he can barely grow a beard and a goatee, nobody ever holds it against him in the same way they might hold it against like a Gary Payton or a Kevin Garnett, right?
Yeah, Gary Payton was insufferable. I mean, at the time, everybody loved him. He had the nickname,
right.
The mouth, and then, you know.
But like you've seen clips on social, like Steph will get in your ear from all the way across the court. Like the things he says to Jaylen Brown, which they cat on Hot Mic, and Jason Tatum, you know, during the regular season and even in the playoffs, like I own your ass. Like him
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah. And then he there's him talking to Chris Paul. There's videos of him talking to Ja Morant when the Grizzlies had their run. Like Steph is quietly a killer. The thing is that he has this baby face that nobody really holds it against him.
The baby faced assassin.
That's right.
And that might be why Chris Paul hated him back in the day. Remember Steph hit the shimmy and then Chris Paul, I think it was game 6. And the Rockets beat him. And that series was epic. And Chris Paul, you know, hit a big shot and then shimmied in Steph Curry's face. And I remember being at a bar and Rockets fans were like going crazy. Within like a minute, Chris Paul comes up with a hamstring injury.
Right.
Done for the playoffs. It's like, don't tempt the basketball gods. Anyways. All right, Rob. I know everybody's fired up for the tournament. We'll be back tomorrow with a lot of tournament talk, obviously. I'll be putting some picks on the gram. Everybody, enjoy the first day of the madness. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.